speaking of guys with some rock and roll in them, we got Jamie Shaler's coming up next, and he'll be followed by Terrence Hegarty and Jane Fallon, and then Kenny Seltzer. So, and then there's some other people that we might fit in that are on the list that aren't here yet. Andy Rich isn't here yet, but we'll get everybody. But here's Jamie, and you had a big you put on a big concert recently, didn't you, Jamie?
I did a show in Burlington at the Atlantis Playmate.
So how'd that go?
That was good fun.
Good fun is always better than the alternative.
Yes.
So.
You
going to play us one of your own songs tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jamie does a lot of originals. And
I'm going to do Stand and the Plug because it's a passive pickup, so it's not very good.
All right, we're getting him all electrified. So, you know, we have Steve Gilligan and Cooper Keneally and George Zilianis tonight. Which, I mean, the place will be hopping. All right, I hear the flourish of rock and roll on an acoustic instrument, so I think Jamie's about ready. Let's hear it for Jamie Shaler.
Good evening. I must, of course, mention I will be featuring here on November 13th, which is a couple of weeks from now. And Steve here tonight, it's the Stompers and the Angry Young Bees in one place. This is kind of fascinating. But this song is kind of a gothic Agatha Christie sing-along.
Yeah.
So you can potentially sing along. I wish I could actually see this. Could be interesting. All right. It's called Was in the Bentley. Drove quietly into the night. The maid was lighting candles and walking down the hall. Mrs. Curtis took a sleeping draught. Mr. Curtis was in the Bentley. The youngest son read quietly in his attic room. The maid removed the dishes and walked back down the hall. Mrs. Curtis dreamed of her youth and Mr. Curtis in his Bentley. Mrs. Curtis slept quite soundly in her pretty room. The sun extinguished candles and crept along the hall. The maid was waiting for the sun, 'cause Mr. Curtis was in the Bentley. Breakfast came and went without Mrs. Curtis. The maid went up to wake her and found her
cold as stone. The sleeping draft had been just fine. Mrs. Curtis found peace of mind. Finally free from wasted time, while Mr. Curtis was in the Bentley.
Thank you very much. I'm Jamie
Thank you,
Shaler.
Jamie. Whoop. Any announcements to make? Nope. All right, let's hear it for Jamie Shaler.
He's here on the 13th.
Oh.